Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey there! It's me, Steely Dan. And if it's a Sunday, I'm locked into the Irrelevant Show. Right here on WMUC-FM, College Park, 90.5 FM. Don't lose that number.
That is irrelevant.
I'm Helen Razor, but that's deeply irrelevant. What is relevant is that you're listening to
WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park.
What's that frequency again, dear?
WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park.
I told you, Helen. And what is relevant is that you're not listening to that other crap. So well done.
This old-time radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of high fidelity. As a result, you may detect an occasional surface noise or volume drop due to transmission problems so common to old radio. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure in listening to this, one of the all-time favorite shows.
Something more that passes between us, the merest thrash that crosses your barium face and flies way out of the window and far beyond the bounds of our corporate space, hung over the doorway to greet friends. Welcome us back to the fold, here where we were happy and no insecurity darkened our time in this corner of England. Coves and dreams and mythical but logical caught in a web of home economics, she spins her hair and climbs down the ivy and in to the arms of a driving instructor and fails each time she attempts to be taught. No one could be better equipped for breaking her vows at the very last minute and turning her back on this corner of England. Stone cold sheets of semen stained linen, I sleep out the night in the chill of my terminal dreams. And I bury my pain in this pillow that burns up my head with the smell of her vanishing cream. Look over the rooftops above, beyond the distant horizon, and there, through mists of confusion, she dances till morning, with never a thought for this corner of England.
Checking it twice, and I've stopped smoking peppermint to puff it in your face. My life will be so much clearer. The horizon will be brought infinitely nearer when I have pulled flat all the folds, the pleats, and the accordion thingies that ruffle up the landscape. Science, but I myself have a predilection for this wonderful, simple little household appliance. And psychotherapy has no appeal for me, but the tool that Jude Cleaver preferred. Well, that's what's real for me. Pull the corners tight and taut and tuck in the edges. Give up on them mint Benson and Hedges, because they won't do you a single bit of good with the obscuring smoke they provide. Mash it flat and see all the way to the end! The end!
I'm getting the wrinkles out! The wrinkles out! I'm getting the wrinkles out! The wrinkles out! I'm getting the wrinkles out! The wrinkles out! I'm getting
this thing which must be done. And I wanted as much as anyone the chance for the clear vista, for the big window. If you can't see so good inside, well, you might as well be able to see well outside. All the way out. Cause the sky's the limit. And on a clear day, which is every day, it's two-dimensional and you can see forever.
Get the wrinkles out. Well, here's a quick and easy surefire method that's one of my own personal favorites. First, go to the store and buy yourself a piece of meat. It can be any size, any shape, any flavor. Bring the meat home. Take the meat out of the shopping bag and peel back the saran wrap. Take the meat off the styrofoam and discard the blood-absorbing pad. Then, put some newspaper down. Lay the meat on the newspaper. Take a simple everyday household clothing iron and turn it up to high. Make sure it's plugged in. Otherwise, you may have to wait some time. When the iron is good and hot, hold it over the meat and plunge it down into the meat's face without flinching. This will remove all bumps and obfuscations from the surface of the meat, leaving it clean, flat, goodly, whole, pure, happy, and wrinkle-free.
No guitars. No guitars. Why don't you?
Guitar, and you're playing your guitar. Yes,
every little boy wants to learn to play guitar. Guitar's a
they wanna play my guitar.
Yeah.
Rocked it.
Guitar.
Guitar.
I wanna bend my guitar.
I wanna be guitar.
I'm trying to play this guitar.
Got himself a guitar.
Guitar, guitar.
Here I am with this old guitar, doing what I do.
Got a guitar.
Guitar.
Louis Vuitton with a Gucci guitar.
Plays an electric guitar.
Play guitar, can't play guitar.
Different as night and day.
got? Where did your love go? Hey, lonely guy, where did your love go? Yeah, but one love, two love, three love. Oh, no more lonely night, no more lonely day. Won't you come back? Come back to stay, hey, lonely guy, where did your love go? Yeah, but one love, two love, three love. Oh, no more lonely night, no more lonely day. You come back to stay. No more lonely night, no more lonely day. Won't you come back to stay, lonely guy.
This is Greg Miller from the Whiskey Daredevils. There's a lot of radio shows out there, but only one that matters, the Irrelevant Show, WMUC, College Park, Maryland. The only one that matters.
Respect the dead. You will be joining them soon. Honor your mother and father and all of the folks on the moon. In watery handwriting scattered in drops on my window. Changes under your feet. Life is eternal, life is so brief, and life is so sweet. Sweeter than even a fox in a hole or a thorn in a brain. He wrote,
come on, listen to the wind, my friend. Close your eyes, get some sleep. Come on, listen to the wind, my friend. You can still hear sing. Come on, listen to the wind, my friend.
the planet spinning out of control. Oh, someone pull me back in life right now. And
find my peace of mind. And I know a place to find my peace of mind.
Ice was invented. It was cold and cherry and very magical, because when you poured water on it, it fizzed and grew into a soft drink so thick and cold you had to eat it with a spoon. And like nothing the world has ever known before, when you ate it, wild and wonderful things ran up and down, in and out, and all over inside you. And that's why today, in honor of that very extraordinary experience, we call this soft drink you eat with a spoon Chills and Thrills.
Excuse me. I gotta get over there. No, I'm going left. You're going right. Thanks. All right, cool. Hey, everybody. You're tuned to WMUCFM College Park. It's another edition of the Irrelevant Show. Doing a remote today. I'm from the Howard County Wool and Sheep Festival. The shearing sheep thing. There's a pig hollering contest later, I heard. And yeah, Dick Buckus, I think, won it last year. So he's getting his throat ready in the background. He's got all kinds of exercises he has to go through, like to training. When you're a professional pig hollerer, you got to practice. You got to like keep your throat in shape. Otherwise, the pigs, they don't respect you. They just look at you and say, "Look at that guy. He's not speaking pig." That's right. Ooh, that was not a sheep, which you just heard. Actually, that might be a hamburger for me later, if that thing gets any closer. I played an hour of music, or I played 56 minutes of music. I didn't say anything yet. But some of you may be wondering what I played. I must say, it was a little tamer than usual for the first hour of an Irrelevant Show. I began with the Bevis Frond track called This Corner of England. And that was from the album Any Gas Faster. That was back when Mick Solomon was still playing all the instruments on his albums and doing the vocals. So he was the drummer, the bass player, the guitarist, the vocalist, the guy that mixed it, the guy that mastered it, and probably the guy that pressed it on the vinyl, too. That went into the Hayettes, the Fonz song, the instrumental version, from the Fonzie Fonzie He's Our Man album. That went into EDO. I don't know what the acronym stands for. I just say Edo or EDO. Getting the Wrinkles Out was the name of the track. And the album was called Wrinkles. It just has a picture of a steak with a iron on top of it. I guess that's like hotel cooking right there. Oh, that's a tip. Guitar, G-I-T-A-R, gave us No Guitars. That was from an album called Stuffed. And then that went into the Jam Messengers, Night and Day, and that was the title track of that album. Deep Purple gave us the title track of Perfect Strangers. Then we went down to Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Flat Duo Jets gave us Lonely Guy. That was from the Lucky Eye album. The Whiskey Daredevils gave us Swim the Lake of Fire. That was from the Whiskey Daredevils 3. Robin Hitchcock gave us The Man Who Loves The Man Who Loves the Rain from Shuffle Mania. I wanted to say The Man Who Loved Couch Dancing by the Gibson Brothers, but that is not on today's playlist. Trouble gave us Requiem. That was from Revelations of the Insane, the Demos and Rarities double LP. There's something's going on over here. They're rounding these animals up for something. They're not really complaining. I mean, it sounds like a complaint, but I've heard much worse emissions from these animals in the last hour, so...
Ow!
They're not too stressed. It looks like...
Yep,
Dick Buckus is getting attacked by Bunny Rabbit again.
Ow! Ow!
The
ow!
Bunny rabbits do not like Dick Buckus.
Stop biting me!
Black Cat Revival gave us I'm Your Voodoo. That was from 110 Billion. And we finished that set with Scorpions from their first album. Came out in 1972, a track called In Search of the Peace of Mind. And that was off the Lonesome Crow. Let me write that down here. Lonesome Crow. For the playlist later. By the way, if you miss any Irrelevant show, you can go to musicfromthefilm.net and there's an archive to... at least 15 years of shows going back. There's some content from the 1980s and 90s on that website as well. And, yeah, musicfromthefilm.net. I'm going to jump back into the music. The next band you hear is Iron Maiden. We're going to hear Still Life from their Peace of Mind album. WMUC-FM Cos Park, broadcasting remotely from the Howard County Wool and Sheep Festival. I think sheep shearing? I don't know. I'm going to go shear sheep. I'll talk to you in an hour.